simplecast.co.uk.
Follow us on Twitter at Channel Radio 2. Talk Radio. Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely lovely Miss On A Bike.
You're slobbering over there, boy.
Now, see, you've given it away already, haven't you?
Well,
you've done that deliberately. I was trying to pretend I wasn't eating scones with cream and jam, and then you've dropped me straight in it.
Well, listen to you.
Yeah. Well,
you look like you're... I'm dribbling it. Slobber.
Oh, no, I'm dribbling it. I was trying to eat it quickly.
I'm sorry, I couldn't believe it.
Just because you didn't have any.
Well, it's lovely, Paul. Thank you so much. But I don't like. I like clotted cream, but I can't.
She's the only one from pirate country that don't like scones and jam and cream and pasties.
I know.
No wonder they expelled you.
I've got to apologise to Amanda, by the way.
Sorry, yeah, you have.
Sorry, Amanda.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And me.
Sorry,
because it's me that's going to get in trouble.
Sorry.
Is that why they kicked you out?
I came voluntarily to the garden of whatever it is.
England.
That's the one.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
Well, yeah, I'm all right.
I haven't seen you for ages.
No.
How did the event go? Because there were lots of events last week. So there was
lots.
Avexio's. How was that? That was the week before.
That was the week before. The Tech Expo was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. The feedback was fantastic. The girl did good. She did a really good job of that.
Yeah.
And everybody loved it. It was really good fun. And then when did we move? We moved on to the
Rochester graduation
ceremony. 600 people, Rochester Cathedral, absolutely brilliant. Everybody loved it. The look on the faces of the graduates was something to behold. It was really brilliant.
Because they missed that element.
Yeah,
when you go
it was the recognition. It's a recognition of something they've achieved. And the broad range of qualifications that people got were unbelievable. Range of different qualifications, you know. And some people badmouth apprenticeships and say, oh, it's just burger flipping and stuff like that. It isn't. The range of qualification was unbelievable, and the levels as well. Everything from level 2 up to level 7, which are degree level qualifications. Mm. People were doing all kinds of interesting stuff, you know, from animal management through to engineering, rail track laying, all kinds of stuff. It was unbelievable stuff.
And here's the thing. Mm. I'm going to poke the bear straight away. So here's the thing. I'm meeting up with quite a few young 21-year-olds who have literally...
Yeah, I heard. Oh, sorry, I'll see what you mean. Okay.
Who have literally just graduated.
Yep.
So, obviously now, they're looking for jobs.
Yep.
And they cannot get them. And there they are with their degrees in their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are like, we're being told, no, we don't have experience. So, actually, apprenticeship is the way forward.
It is
brilliant. And I'm so pleased that you... absolutely promoted celebrating it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so easy to forget that part.
Yeah, and you know, it was the full celebration with gowns and mortarboards and scrolls and all the normal stuff that you get at a degree graduation ceremony.
And the throwing up.
And we were joined by Kelly Tolhurst, who's the Undersecretary of State for Small Business, and she gave out the degrees, as did Mike Cherry, who's the chair of the Federation of Small Business.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant day. It was a fantastic day. Again, it was organised by Avexio again. And it went really, really well. And the whole day was brilliant. 600 people there. Fantastic. It was really good.
So you've been emceeing.
Yeah, and then I haven't finished yet. That was just halfway through the week.
Sorry.
And then Saturday night, I emceed and hosted the Kent Deaf Children's Society annual awards of recognition and achievement, and that is a tearjerker beyond belief.
I was just
going
to say, how are your emotions?
It is a tearjerker beyond belief. When you, I have to stand there and read out the citations, and I can't get through most of them for blubbing. It's unbelievable what some of these people go through, and how they overcome that adversity and the things that they achieve. It's just stunning, absolutely stunning. It's a real inspiring thing, and it is inspiring, but it's also incredibly difficult because of the situation that people have been in. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but it was a good night. It was a good night.
Good.
And then they all went at disco afterwards.
Which is brilliant, isn't it?
Which is brilliant, yeah. Disco in sign language is something to behold.
Well, I used to work in nightclubs, and we used to get somebody come down that was deaf because of the bass. They could hear the bass.
Feel the beat.
And they still have such a great time because they're still part of the whole environment.
Of course.
Well, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and we have a choir. We have a deaf choir, and they keep time via feeling the beat. Yep. Rather than hearing it. And they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. They went into a national competition and they won a national competition a couple of years ago. Yeah, that's good stuff. So, yeah, a bit of a busy week, but all of it good and all of it fun and good. All of it interesting.
Business?
Oh, yeah.
You've just grown, haven't you?
We have.
And that isn't from the scones either.
Yeah. Thanks, Bert. We've, in Fruitworks, we've acquired a building next door.
Yeah. What happened there?
It came up, so we had it.
Why did you grasp the opportunity?
Fruitworks, for those that don't know, Fruitworks is a community workspace, hot desk space in Canterbury.
Is that a stone being stuck in your throat?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. He did it deliberately. You know Paul's a DJ on Academy Radio. He did this deliberately.
Yeah.
He bought me dry scones. Yeah.
That's
like making me eat dry cream crackers, isn't it? Yeah.
To be fair, Paul, it's the fruit works. It's the fruit in the scone that works.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it was on brand.
Fruitworks is a community workspace. And we have predominantly hot desking space. And what happens is people, as they grow their business, want to move. First of all, they like to sit next to someone. Yeah. So they start off as one person organizations. Then they have either someone they hire or someone they work with and they like to sit next to each other. So we have a thing called fixed desks where you can allocate your desk space. But then as they grow, they like office space, and we didn't have much office space at Fruitworks, but we have now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we bought the place next door, which is 6 office units.
How do you cope with parking there? Because obviously
there isn't any.
Exactly.
There isn't any, and Canterbury City Council are the most evil council in the world. Not that I'm getting...
Ben Fitter, we had Ben in, do you remember? You know he's got in as a councillor now,
again,
don't you?
Yeah, because he got voted out and then he...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's back in there again.
Yeah.
Can we not drop some...
Well, parking in Canterbury is a nightmare. It cost me £14 to go to work, basically, and park my car in a car park that's miles from where I want to be. As it happens, though, Fruitworks, which is right in the centre of the city, doesn't really suffer in the same way that other places would because of the demographics of the city. And the demographics of the city of Canterbury are that there are 4 universities there. So the vast majority of our startups ex-graduates from the universities. And although some of them are knocking 40, they still think they're students. So they basically skateboard to work, roller skate to work, bicycle to work, jog to work, and none of them drive a car to work. So in Canterbury, it kind of works.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, it wouldn't, but we have no car parking.
Interesting.
We've got office space available if anybody needs some small office, and that's what's in demand: 2, 3, 4, 5 person offices. Yeah,
maybe you should get a skateboard
and a skateboard park. Yeah, we've got a place to hang your skateboard when you get there. Yeah, we have, and we've got pool tables, and we've got telephone booths now.
Why?
Because he wants to be Superman.
Because in an open plan workspace, a lot of people either don't like making calls because everybody's listening. Or everybody goes, shh, 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 you're talking too loud. So we put telephone booths in so that people can go and make calls from telephone booths.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so what you been doing?
Writing still. I don't really want to speak to people, don't want to say anything to people, I just have to stay truly, truly focused. So it's saying no, no, no to every single thing other than obviously what I've committed to.
She's
in
just
my
a girl
work.
That can't say no.
Yeah, it is. It's really boring, actually. And Stephen's been like, oh, should we go away? And I'm like, no, I'm writing. He's like, oh, come on. I'm like, no. And that's the thing. You have to prepare your area around you to say, look, I'm not being rude, but please don't ask me to go anywhere, do anything. I'm literally writing.
But by saying you're not being rude doesn't mean it's not rude.
It is rude. It is rude. You're absolutely right. But I have to stay truly focused.
Are you trying to tell me you haven't done the ironing?
Yeah. See what I mean? See
oh,
what
he's
I mean?
Off.
Don't rise to it.
I don't even. I didn't hear anything. Anyway.
So how? I'm about being serious now.
Oh, right.
So, how far into the book are you? What have you achieved so far? Where have you got to go?
Well, I mean, I've already planned it. It's not really. I've done a lot of research. This has been going on a year and a half now. So the research is already there. The plan's already there. The titles, everything's there. It's literally just so. What, I'm chapter three now. I've only got another 10,000 words to write, and then it goes to the editor.
You've had your conversations because you do something called In Conversation, don't you?
That's right. Notice I haven't even said anything.
Who invited him? Who invited him to set you up to talk about your rubbish show?
Yeah, about my radio show. Yeah. And there's an interesting one. I've got massive stuff to tell you about that.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Anyway, but yeah, so the book is about 10,000 words out of going to the editor.
Fantastic.
And that's got to be in to the editor by the end of October.
Nice one. Keep on keeping on.
Well, I do about 500 words a day.
Okay.
And it's trying to get the time.
Do you write first thing in the morning?
Great question. It depends. Again, I said to Stephen, what I'd like to do is just take 2 weeks away in a room and literally write fast. Because the trouble that you do is that you tend to then, like I'm at the minute trying to run the business, trying to, you know, I'll go home and have to write. So then you recap over and you edit, you naturally edit and you don't want to. You literally just want to vomit the words onto the page.
Yeah, you
want to
flow.
You got it.
Yeah.
And then go, right, hand it to the editor. Because really it will be edited about 4 times.
Yeah.
And that's the worst bit is you get a little bit ego with it and you're like, whoa, I thought that was really good. And then to have to go back over it, to know that it needs more tweaking, it needs to be communicated better, it needs just refining, just actually so that you connect with it. And it's not about you, it's about how can I communicate this to you so that you read it as you.
Yeah, sure.
And the biggest thing I learned, because when I did the audio on my last book, when I did Audible on my last book, I don't know why I didn't do this before, but I'm going to say it out loud now as an editing process. So what I'll do is I will record it as a verbal edit and then listen back to it. And that is the best way to edit your book.
Can you write it like that?
You can do.
Yeah, because a lot of people just, you know, with things like Siri and Dragon and stuff like that, you just speak into it and it types it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you get some funny things happen.
You can do. Yeah. You can do. But again, by the time I've thought something, I'll go back into stuff. So it's a skill.
Yeah. Will that recognise your Devon accent, though?
Mm-hmm. I do. You can tell it is Devonian. It's really interesting. Okay. And I've had loads of people at the minute come back to me and go, oh, my God, I've listened to your Audible book. And it's definitely you. I'm like, yeah, it's me. Mm. My guest last week said to me as we were coming up the corridor, she said, I've got your book on Audible and it's hilarious because you've actually got a Devonshire accent. I'm like, I have. So it's good that I've written it. And then I know it's hilarious, isn't it? And they'll go, but you're you. I'm like, yes, I am. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Like I like the way you come into the studio and you actually dress up in your pirate and your Devon clothes. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the eye patch is a bit disconcerting, isn't it? Listen, anyway, should we start the show? Because it's only 17 minutes in.
Exactly. That's not bad.
It's not bad for us, actually. We're normally halfway through before we start.
Yeah. I want to say, have we got guests?
We have got guests and we're going to introduce them in a minute. But first off, I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsor.
Who is it?
It's Flexible Training Solutions for the glass and glazing industry and the wider construction sector.
World Wide Web.
fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind. So thank you to Fit for Trade for sponsoring this week's show. We really do appreciate it. It's UK Construction Week this week, you know.
We want to know what happens on Thursday.
On Thursday?
Is that when it is? It's Thursday, isn't it?
What?
The construction show.
No, no, no. The construction show was last week. This week is National Construction Week.
Oh, well, how did they get on with the house?
Oh, we're building a house? I don't know. Yeah. In the South East Construction Show? I don't
did
know.
Did you go?
That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
In 7 hours?
Hmm.
They did get it up.
Yeah, it was the South East Construction Show and Masonry
Frame
Systems. Did you
go? I wasn't there, no.
No, I did.
And yeah. And they did it, did they?
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, it was very good. World record attempt.
Yeah, they were never going to do it.
They were never going to get near the world record.
And we know that because we asked. We had them
on the show and we looked it up while we were on the show. And the world record for building a house was 3 hours.
It's crazy.
And it was a 2,500 square foot house in Texas.
Oh, this was an apartment.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And this was a full house and they built it in 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, we sort of crushed his dreams on the show as we were talking live. His face just went, oh, Lord.
I actually guessed the time. There was an iPad as a prize and I guessed
Did you win an iPad?
Hours. No, because I said 3 hours 45, but it was 7 hours.
Cool. Hey, listen, we'd like to hear from you, though. All the businesses out there in the southeast of England, you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could call me if you wanted on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker.
You don't want them to.
But I don't need you to, because we've already had 3,763,942,000,004 tweets.
And they're rather rude that are coming through.
Are you getting rude ones now?
To you, not me.
People are sending me rude tweets. What are they saying? I can't see
them. Well, Amanda Flanders.
Oh, dear. Am I in trouble?
Did someone say scones?
Uh-oh.
And there's the beginning of it. But Ethelbright, the funniest. They're rude on their... They are terrible on their tweets. They've put... We assumed Paul was breaking in the teeth for Amanda's horse. With the slobbering.
That's not nice, is it?
They were not nice to me, though, if you remember, about my legs. So you can have it now for the teeth.
Well, I've got a tweet to read out for them, and I might just not read
Maybe
it now.
Maybe let's not, then, Ethelbray. That's you with funny teeth and me with hairy legs.
Exactly. Well,
short
there you go.
Hairy legs.
Yeah. Short hairy legs, yeah. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to read their tweet anyway, because I don't care. They can be abusive to me if they want. I've had a tweet from Ethelbray, and they say... Business Bunker, Vanilla Wear, Bird on a Bike. Can we have a thank you shout out for Operations Manager Fran for all her hard work during our recent 3 week holiday? Only 2 months in the business and she's already taken it to it like a duck to water. Really proud of her and so pleased she's on board. So well done, Fran. And just a big thing for Keith and Kate, who were away on holiday in America. Cruising up the East Coast and swanning around New York, both of them celebrating their birthdays. So happy birthday to you two, and well done, Fran, for holding the fort. Yep.
Are they still away?
No, they're back now. They've rocked up back here.
I was going to say.
What you got?
About what?
Anything. Email, tweet.
Let's do an email. This is an exciting one, and I like it when new businesses start up with such gusto. So we've got the UK's very first Dansakia, and forgive me if I've said this wrong. So is that right, Dansaki?
I don't know.
D-A-N-S-A-K-I. It's Afro-Caribbean restaurant. Will it open at Elwick Place in Ashford, bringing an exciting new food and drink concept to the town. In a joint announcement today... Forgive me if I've pronounced it wrong again. Dansaki, Ashford Borough Council and Stanhope PLC confirmed that the company has chosen Ashford, one of the fastest growing towns in the southeast, to unveil its exciting new restaurant brand. Now, Dansaki aims to serve an exquisite range of Afro-Caribbean and continental cuisine, creating a destination restaurant, offering a fine dining experience in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere. Decor will be featured bright African colours, and amazing tribal patterns and artwork on the walls. And I love hearing the gusto and passion of a new business starting.
Absolutely.
So wish you luck.
I'm really looking forward to trying that as well. Stu, my youngest, and I went to an Afro-Caribbean restaurant. Stu lives in Brixton. And we went to a place called Cricket a few weeks back. And it was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And it was real fusion because it was Afro-Caribbean curry tapas.
Wow.
What's not to like?
What's not to like?
Well, I'll tell you what's not to like. I didn't like the duck hearts.
No,
duck
Although
hearts.
Although very good for you.
Yeah, but they're tiny.
What, did you want bigger ones?
I wouldn't like to have met the duck that it came out. Oh, no.
Heart is so good for you.
Mm. Go on, what you got? Email.
You still want me to keep going?
Yeah, because I'm trying to find something.
Oh, right, okay. Seven Oaks VIP networking lunch. Our passion and mission is to bring business owners and entrepreneurs to meet monthly to learn from our great guest speakers, and that's from business relationships, and to recognise and create or act upon business opportunities, share information and seek potential partners for ventures. Now, they invite you to join them each month, and they have got a private dining room at the Cote Brasserie, which is a modern approach to classic French dishes. And that's from the heart of a rural Brittany with a delicious changing menu. You have the opportunity to showcase your business, learn from guest speakers and grow your business, brainstorm ideas and make some great connections and build solid relationships. The next one is Thursday, October the 31st, and that's from 12 midday till 2 p.m. And that's at Cote Brasserie, Seven Oaks. Go to Eventbrite, and that's Eventbrite.com. Put in Seven Oaks VIP networking lunch, and it will come up. Do you say midday or do you say noon?
I tend to say 12.
And there we go.
Just to be awkward, yeah. Midday.
Yeah, I'd never say noon.
Nah, midday.
No, carry on.
Bowden PR.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to stop you.
Go on.
We got Athelbury coming back. Rude, us, never, donkey legs.
What?
Who are donkey legs? They put donkey legs.
That's you.
Legs. Why have I got... Hold on a minute. Why are you blaming that on me?
Short, fat, hairy legs.
What, donkey legs?
I don't know.
What, now I've got big hoofs or something. I what are you trying to say?
I didn't send the tweet,
I'm never
did I?
I'm never in stilettos. Thanks for the shout out to Fran. Got flowers today as a thank you. We're back now. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Washing on the line and ready to be abusive. I didn't think it had stopped, Ethelbray. The abuse came from all over the globe.
I have been to New York.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are the donkey legs?
Or...
Can't be me.
It can't be me.
I'm a thoroughbred.
You don't even know what one is.
Do I not?
Oh, no, you don't.
Okay. All right.
He knows how much one costs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to say anything. Carry on.
I don't know. I don't know. Eeyore. I've had a tweet from Bowden
PR. You know, now this is really something funny, Eeyore is the sound of a donkey.
It's not, is it?
It is. So how clever is that? Winnie the Pooh named the donkey Eeyore after the sound it makes.
Genius.
Go
is that why?
Bigger.
Is that why it's called Winnie the Pooh? Is that the sound that bears make in the woods?
It tickles me every time.
I've got a joke about a bear and a rabbit, but I can't say it.
No, you can't.
Anyway, I'm going to read this tweet no matter what. I am going to read this tweet, and it's a serious tweet as well. And it's from Bowden PR, and it says, charities in Kent should apply to Kent Community for a share of the Tampon Tax Community Fund. Can you give this a shout-out on the show, please? And if you follow, let's get the Kent Community Foundation, and their Twitter handle is Kent Community. You can find out all about it. Yep. Good. You can read one email, and then I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
Oh, how exciting. The Romney Resource Centre, and that's at Romney Resources, holding a careers fair in Folkestone, sponsored by Jobs in Kent. And that's free to attend at the Grand Hotel in Folkestone, and that's on the 23rd of October. You can find the details at www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Folkestone and go and check it out and come round and have a cup of tea because I'm round the corner from there.
Hey, do you know what? It's funny you should read that.
You're not still slobbering, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm slobbering.
Put your teeth back in. A bit longer.
Yeah. The horse is... Anyway, it's funny you should say that because I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson in Jamaica.
Okay. Well, do you want me to say a joke about that?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Well, Jamaica, no, she went around a call, that one. Yeah.
What's that to come, Cheryl?
Tracy says...
They get better as the 2 hours go on.
Tracy says, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, Paul? I'm in Jamaica at the moment. I'm returning at the weekend. Looking forward to catching up with all the shows that I've missed. And she's having a shout-out for the Romney Resource Careers Fair, which she's organising when she's back.
Connected globally.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul?
Yes.
It's the World Wide Web. It works in Jamaica. It's part of the world.
I know. It's amazing, so, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really clever. Have to wait to catch up?
No, no, because we haven't finished the show yet, mate.
Ah, okay. That's why.
Yeah, we record this, you see, Paul. Let me explain how it works. Once you've said the words, we record them and then we put them up, you see. That's how it works, yes.
Is it live?
This is, yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, what passes for live, yeah. It's probably in deep resuscitation, but yeah. I'll tell you what, on that note, shall
what
we play some cheese
on?
And tunage?
What if we getting married in the morning or something?
Well, almost.
Oh, Billy Idol.
Billy Idol, eh? White Wedding.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Small Business Bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show. Billy Idol with White Wedding there. Don't know what that was in reference to, but we'll find out sometime soon. I'm going to do a couple more emails and tweets, and then we're going to talk to our first guest on the show. Do you want to go or shall I?
I don't know if you've read anything out yet.
I've read some tweets, haven't I? I'm going to read an email then. The King's Summit Business Scale-Up Conference is taking place this Thursday, the 10th of October, at the Kent County Cricket Ground in Canterbury. It's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's in partnership with the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accountants and HR Go Recruitment. Are you looking to scale up your business but are not sure where to start? Would you like to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than 1 year? Then this event is for you, a full-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. Come and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their businesses to a whole new level, who understand the challenges of growing a business and who can provide you with real and honest insights into specific growth strategies. We have a fantastic lineup of speakers, which consists of women and men who have travelled the journey of both failure and success. Simon Teague, author, co-director of New Level Results and founder of the King's Summit. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, managing director of Orchard Employment Law. Stuart Goodwin, dynamic communications coach and public speaker. The absolutely lovely Julia Bernard-Thompson, who's a business sales coach. King James, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, founder of the King's Summit and pastor of the Favour House Church, and Ruth Whitaker, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Mission Aviation Fellowship. There's not many tickets left, I'd know that, but if you do want to come on Thursday, you can go to www.thekingssummit.com, find out all about it and book your ticket. I'll be there.
Are you?
I'm hosting a panel.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I'm asking the questions.
I'm not.
Are you not?
I'm not there, am I?
Are you not? Are you not coming?
Nope.
Oh.
Because I've said no.
Oh, you should come.
Writing a book.
Oh, yeah. Doing the ironing.
Did you realise? You know, because I said to King, didn't I? I said, what do you like to be called? Because he's called Pastor King.
King James.
King James. And I'm like, he said, what do you like to be called? He went, King. I was like, okay. Silly Sarah. It was just so funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I said to him, I've read your book. The Bible.
I know.
And he went, I've never heard that one before.
We thought we were really funny, but yeah, I wasn't being funny, but he did give great cuddles, though. Great hug. He's such a spirit.
It was fantastic.
Oh, my God, he's filled with the spirit.
He was fantastic, lovely man, yeah. And he took it all in good spirit, our gentle ribbing. Yeah.
Anyway, good. Ethel Bray have been on.
Again?
Bird and Bike. Well, the legs are short and hairy, but never fat. So not sure. Vanilla, why are you pointing at me?
I told you they were your donkey legs.
Not sure Vanilla Webcam claimed the thoroughbred tag. I think that might be a bit optimistic.
They're having a go at me now.
You are long backed, though.
Excuse me?
And that's what a thoroughbred is, long backed.
Okay.
Right, okay.
I'm serious.
Oh, okay. I've had a tweet. I'm going to ignore you. I've had a tweet from Michael Parts Surveyors. Hello, Paul. Please, could Michael Parks have a hearty Business Bunker shout out on the show today? Of course, you can.
That's Michael Parks, please send us the photos. We love it when they send us tweets with the photos on.
They have.
Where are they? I've not got on my
right above the tweet I just read.
I haven't got it on my Twitter.
Yeah, it's a Business Bunker hashtag.
This is a different Twitter.
And they've got some nice pictures as well.
What have we got?
They've got pictures of places and stuff. Follow them. MPSL is the easiest thing to do. Follow them and you can see it all. Oh, look.
You'd want to buy?
I haven't looked in depth, no. I don't need to buy anything at the moment because I'm busy.
Well, you've just bought, haven't you?
Well, I haven't bought it. I've leased it, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and we're refurbishing it. Yeah.
Good. Interesting.
What you got?
Leeds Castle Classic Concert, shortlisted for NOEA Award. The shortlist has been announced for the National Outdoor Events Association. And these awards are 2019. They are thrilled that Leeds Castle Classical Concert has been shortlisted for the Large Festival of the Year Award. Now, this concert first took place in 1978. I wasn't even born. And has grown to be the highlight. I'm joking. Cheryl, that's rude. Your face was like, what? It was 1978, Cheryl. And has grown to the highlight of the Kent social party calendar.
She does ride a bike, and it is a hard paper round.
The Leeds Castle Classical Concert is organised by Heritage Events, who are over the moon that this prestigious event has been recognised by NOEA. So the sponsor of Braces, and they're the leading law firm in Kent, who returned as headline sponsor for the event. And next year's event takes place on Saturday, the 11th of July, 2020. I'm busy that weekend. And visit leedscastleconcert.co.uk. Go on, ask me.
Fantastic. What are you doing?
I am doing Ironman.
Are you, really?
Yeah. That weekend, 11th and 12th.
Fantastic. Where?
Austria.
Austria.
I'm serious.
Yeah. You're mad.
Yeah. I know. It's cool. But yeah, it just made me go, oh my God, that's what I'm doing next year.
Yeah.
And the week before, I'm in the Italian Alps.
A full Ironman.
Yeah, a full Ironman.
Are you doing the World Championship cycling?
No, because I'm doing Ironman.
Instead?
Yes.
So what are you doing in the Alps?
I'm just doing a bit of altitude training 2 weeks before, and then I'm going to bring it right back down.
Okay.
But yeah, very interesting. So cool. Really wish them well.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I think it's about time we talk to our first guest, don't you? Because we've been waffling long enough.
And we normally have tweets being bombarded with us, and we don't. Because he's here.
I see what you mean. It's normally him sending in his silly tweets. Yeah, no.
I didn't say silly tweets,
he bombarded us with scones instead this week, didn't he? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time, although it doesn't seem like the first time, because we talk to him quite a lot when he's listening, Mr. Paul Manville of Diamond Circle Weddings.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Yeah, we're really good, Paul. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah? Yeah, TC Squirrel on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Give him a follow. We can do all of that in a minute, and all your follow stuff. Let's kick off by telling the listener a little bit about you.
About me or about my Diamond Circle Weddings?
No, about you.
About me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too much. Don't want to go into depth. Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm good looking.
Yeah.
Attractive.
No.
He can get away with that because it's radio.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, not the only one with donkey legs.
It's getting out of hand already, isn't it?
Thanks, Ethel.
Who started this? Yeah,
Ethelbray.
Anyway, so that's enough about you, Paul.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been around weddings in the industry since probably late 80s.
Right.
Been a DJ most of my life.
Right.
Club DJ.
And people can hear you at the moment, not right now, but you're on air on Academy FM, aren't you?
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah, I do a drive time show.
Yeah.
From 3 till 6 on a Monday and a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And also a dance show on a Paul Manville's house party.
Fantastic.
On a Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Got to start somewhere, haven't you? Really?
I aspire to be in your shoes one day.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, of course you do.
One, you're my idol.
Yeah, of course.
I've got a picture of you at the end of my bed.
Yeah.
And every night I go to bed thinking, one day I want to be like Paul Andrews.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it?
It is. I'm not supporting Chelsea, though.
No, you don't want to go too far.
No.
So tell us about Diamond Circle Weddings.
Okay, so me and Polly, we set up Diamond Circle Weddings early this year. The wedding industry is weird because a lot of industries over the last 20, 30 years have changed an awful lot.
Mm.
State agents, most construction industries and stuff like that. When you go around a wedding fair, it still looks the same wedding fair as what you went around in the 80s.
Mm.
They haven't really changed and the businesses haven't really changed. And I think it's not necessarily the industry's fault.
Right.
Because a lot of people do it as a hobby.
Yeah, and also you've got this whole thing about traditional weddings, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where people want the same thing over, you know, a white wedding, you know, roses round the door, you know, yada, yada, yada.
So we went round a load of wedding fairs and had a look, and the main things that we noticed were customer engagement, so customer service. Also, there wasn't many wedding companies that were doing the complete like flow. So if, for example, you have your save the date, now as a bloke, you probably, I should say to birds, right?
I'm not good at it. I'm not good at marriage.
I only got married once, and that was before Bird was born. Yeah, allegedly.
If you have a save the date and it's in the same style as your table decoration or your table menu plan and your name place, and all your stationery flows all the way through, your lighting around the room flows with the same colour lighting as the same designs on your table, your swaths or your bits from your...
You're what?
That's why Polly should be here, because she does that stuff so much better than me. When you get a bit of material from the bridesmaid's dress...
For what?
So... If, for example, because
it's a swatch.
Paul. So when you get a swatch and you get that colour, so say that colour's teal.
And you follow
and
it through.
You follow
the
that through to the. So your tables will have that colour teal on.
Yeah.
With and it doesn't necessarily have to be in weddings, because in the corporate world, you all have colours within your logos on your corporate. So it could work on that as well, and it's to do with customer service and to do with that follow through and make the event, because when you have five senses, yeah, sight, touch, smell,
taste.
What's the other one?
Hearing.
Yeah, thank you. Pardon. So, if you can embrace those senses within your theming as well, so when you walk into a room, if you see it and you go wow, and then the lighting is there, and when you touch the table, the product is a good product, and then all you need to do then is make the room smell nice and make sure that the catering tastes nice, and you've got a perfect event. And we can do three of those before you even start. And a lot of people look at us and go, you do weddings? Yeah, but we do stationery, we do the lighting, we do the venue dressing.
We were talking about this, Paul, and you made the point a while back that lots of people can organise those kind of things, but they tend to buy it all in from different places, and that can cause an organisational backlog, nightmare, trouble, because things don't always arrive at the same time. But you do everything, is that right?
Yeah, we own everything in-house, so we buy all the equipment, we do everything. The reason why we do that is not for the control. Where is the control? But it's also knowing that when the customer comes to us, we can promise the customer exactly what we can deliver. Mm. We haven't got to then talk to the customer, get to know the customer, and then try and tell somebody else what we want them to deliver. Mm. It's like an architect into construction. You know, you wouldn't get an architect that designs something and then says to a builder, oh, can you do that? It's a different way. It's a different way of looking at it. It's like our business cards. Our business cards are circles, because we're Diamond Circle Weddings. We came up with the name Diamond Circle Weddings because diamonds are normally the ring that engaged couples get. Mm. Circle is a circle of trust, and weddings is what we do.
Yeah. I've already put my neck on the line a couple of times with woke jokes, but it's often said that the main customer in a wedding is the bride's mother.
Okay.
Have you found that?
Why would you say that, Paul?
No, I've just heard it. I've steered clear of weddings myself.
I find that you get people that come. So we do quite a lot of wedding shows. We're doing Detlin on the 20th of October, which is a massive wedding show in this area. They probably get about 1,000 brides.
That's at the Kent Event Centre.
Yeah, it is. Probably get about 1,000 brides through the door, which covers all the Medway, Kent, down through the Weald and all the rest of it. But you find that people come round for ideas. So some brides will come round with their mothers and think that they can do what you can do. So they'll look at it and go, that's easy, I can do that. But as we all know, in any industry, if you're professional... It's like you, Paul. You make this job look easy. It's not easy. It's such hard work. And, you know, but you're professional and you make it look easy. Just birds shaking their heads.
You always know when I go quiet.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
I don't want to deflect away from where we're talking about, but I want to get a feel for this. What's the size of the wedding industry? I mean, you see a lot of stuff about weddings, and there's wedding shows and stuff like that.
Well, the Office of National Statistics, ONS, last reports came out in 2000. For 2016 weddings, they take about 21 months for the reports to come out, so they're never quite in line. And even though the weddings went down in 2016 by about 1.5%, it doesn't cover weddings that were abroad.
Right.
It doesn't cover civil partnerships. It only covers weddings, and it only covers people that actually put in their wedding certificates, because apparently there's about 4% of people that get married and never do a wedding certificate for some strange reason. But also, and they were saying, in England and Wales, about 263,000.
In a year?
In a year.
Blimey.
And the average cost was 30,000. Now, there was a green, there was a white paper that went through in 2018, and what they're going to try and do, because when you get married, historically, you have to get married in a venue that has a licensed ceremony.
Yeah.
So even if you want to get married in a marquee, you have to go to a venue that has, that's got a pagoda outside that is licensed, because that's a fixed structure, and then you can get married there and then have your party in a marquee. That's all changing. And the laws have changed in Scotland, and they've been the same laws since about 1843 or something in England and Wales, and that's changing, so you'll be able to get married anywhere.
Hence the couple that got married on Westminster Bridge yesterday, presumably.
Well, maybe the laws actually changed. I tried to look today.
Yeah, probably not. They probably just did it without thinking about it. But I'm still stunned by those two statistics, by the amount of weddings and the cost. Yeah, I mean, because £20,000 to £30,000 is a deposit on a house.
Yeah, the three things as a couple that you'll probably buy. You'll buy a house, you'll buy a car, and chances are you'll get married. Now, two of those things, you get a material asset out of it, either the house or the car.
Where's he going with us?
With a wedding. Yeah, but if you're spending £30,000 on a wedding, that's one day.
Yeah.
So, and in business, most of the things that we do with are business decisions. We're not dealing with our heart, we're dealing with our heads.
Yeah.
And we make a lot of business decisions based on our head, not our heart. A wedding is purely based on heart, it's purely based on emotion.
Yeah, I get that. And when you say that cost, I take it 30 grand is kind of the top end cost of it. Yeah.
Well, that's the average, they reckon.
Average.
If you wanted to get married at Hever Castle,
you
probably, we went and had a look around there as potential bride and groom, you're probably looking about 20 grand if you wanted to sit down, hire it, and food. And that's without venue dressing, that's without entertainment, that's without anything.
That's without our dress.
Hold on. I feel a change of business coming on here. Hold on. What does that incorporate? That 30 grand, does that include the whole schmozzle? Does that include the honeymoon and all of that as well?
Not the honeymoon, surely. Well, that's just the cost of
average,
the day, isn't it?
The average, they reckon the average venue is between 7 and 10 grand, cost for the venue. And then you've got about 4 grand for honeymoon. This is average. Some people have spent more, some people have spent less. And then you've got stationery. Entertainment, they reckon they spend about £1,000 on entertainment.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I would have thought more. It's the dress. That's what I want to know, how much they spend on. It's true, isn't it? How much do they spend on the dress?
I don't know. Because I'm
that's
not a bride.
The most important thing, Paul.
Well, ask Polly. And
Polly, can you message us, love? How much do they averagely spend on a wedding dress? Here, Google it, somebody.
And
Google it, somebody, and tweet us, please.
That is a different kind of business to mine.
No, but what I'm saying is that's part of that average, you know, for me, I'm like thinking, wow, because the dress is, we all think, if you were asking me what's the most important thing, as three women sat here, we'd probably go venue dress.
The dress. It's all about the dress.
So I'd want to know what the average is to take out of that. I want to know what it is to take that average down. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So is it the venue that's costing so much?
But I always say to brides and grooms as well when I meet them is unless you're a millionaire like some people in this room, you can't afford everything. So
Do you know how much this supposed millionaire spent on his wedding? £1,500, and I moaned about that.
But there's nothing wrong with that, because if that's the day that you and Amanda wanted,
I wasn't Amanda.
Oh, okay, sorry. If that's the day,
it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Well, that's probably when my mum's and dad's house probably cost £4,000 to buy.
He knows how to make you feel good, doesn't he? Yeah.
So what do you do on... So for you and your business, what do you do on the day? What if...
So how we would deliver. So you come to us at Wedding Fair and you say to us, right, we'd like a table dressed. So we can basically deliver anything.
Do you find a venue for people?
That's a really difficult one. Mm. We don't really do that because... Right.
So people come to you and they go, I'm getting married and the reception's at Eva Gazel or wherever. Yeah.
Okay. But that's a difficult one as well because a lot of venues are tied in with suppliers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what you get is you get there's different kinds of it's a weird industry because we can go to a wedding fair and we can get people that are going getting married at Winter's Barn, for example, or getting married at Broome Park or getting married in Ashford International, wherever.
Yeah.
And they might have that venue may have recommended suppliers. So that venue will say to them, right, we want you to use X, Y, and Z. Now, they may not want to use X, Y, and Z, but they have to use them because that's what that venue does. Yeah. So, or you have, and this is why I think the industry is good, because the industry is going to be changing, because people will be able to go, you know what, I've got a field at the back of my house and I want to put a tent in there and get married in it. Mm. And they can. And if they know a company that can actually supply all the utilities, get the tent, get the marquee, do all that, then you can do that, and it's probably going to be cheaper than the venues. Mm. And the venues at the moment are king. Right. They are king. And I'm not... We love working with the venues, and we work with the Grand in Folkestone. Mm. We work with a few. But the industry, there's not many... You have to be really professional in it.
Yeah.
And you have to look at it as a business, because... There's massive money to be made in it, absolutely massive. But bride and grooms as well, you hear about it all the time where people take their money and then 18 months later they're no longer here because the business is gone because they've invested a load of money in equipment and disappeared.
Yep.
And it's really harsh, really hard.
So it's an expensive business and there's lots of things to take into account, but... I still can't get over how many people get married in a year in the UK.
And it's dropped
a lot of people,
as well.
And
the percentage has dropped to about 42% now. Mm. So here we go. So we've got some stats coming through. The average cost of a dress in the UK is £1,385.
Blimey.
The average.
Blimey.
Yeah.
I thought there would be more than that. Mm. Mine 9 years
and
ago.
So that's that's a bride's dress. And then you got... bridesmaids schmutter on top of that, haven't you?
But we've just had a tweet come in and it says it's not how much you spend on the wedding that matters, it's who you're getting married to that matters.
Does it?
Oh,
yeah. That's so romantic, isn't it? Isn't that romantic?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Amanda Flanders. Yeah. That's brilliant. Oops. I love that. His face. That's why I did it that way. I love that. I'm loving this topic. So we get people.
We also
to
do.
You.
We also do separation parties.
I can edit this out later. You know.
So tell me, please don't.
We get people come to you.
So they, someone that comes to us.
Yeah,
and they say, right, we've got a venue, but we want you to dress the venue. So one of the big ones at the moment is like village halls, right? Village halls are quite cheap to hire, but they don't. A lot of them don't tend to look very nice. Mm. So we can do... do you know what I mean when I say a star cloth?
A what?
A star cloth, like a drape.
Yeah. Lovely, yeah.
But it has lights in it.
Got it.
That look like stars. So
Lovely.
So we could do all that. We can light it. We can dress the tables in whatever colour you like, really, with ruffle hoods... as much sparkle. We do this lovely, lovely rustic design as well, which is really on trend at the moment. And we sourced all the hearts for the whole table are cut out of one bit of oak, and we can get 10 pieces cut out from one piece of oak. And they're beautiful, absolutely, all treated for food and all the rest of it. But they're solid oak. They're about inch thick, a couple of inches thick. You wouldn't want them thrown at you.
What's on trend at the minute? What do people want from you, from DC Weddings, that you're going, oh, my gosh, that is just gone. We didn't see that come in, but that's on trend at the minute.
The rustic and also Chivalry chairs. We've got this another look called Pretty in Pink, and they're both on our website and they're both on our Facebook pages, and they're both going to be at Detlin. And also we have these 5 foot love letters as well, which we can light, because any white surface can be lit. So when you go into a hotel, most hotels have white walls. So all those walls can be lit in your wedding colour.
Right.
And you can light anything. A white dance floor can be lit in your wedding colour. A black one can't. White walls, they can all be lit in, and in, even if you're having a corporate event, they can be lit in your corporate colour. And lighting the walls and making it look like it's your room just makes such a difference. Mm. And having that skill and having that ability to be able to light the rooms and also dress the rooms and do all that kind of thing. Another tweet's just come through, Bird's happy. Is it Apple Boy?
No, they just all make me laugh. It's just hilarious.
It's weird being sat on this side of the mic. Instead of giving the grief and getting it. Mm. But it's weird. But also as well, if an event company came to us, like certain event companies, and said, look, we want you to do X, Y, and Z, we would be able to do that as well, because we own everything that we do, then they're not going to be let down.
And you've already got the stuff.
We've already got stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, interesting.
Paul, we could talk about this for ages. No, we couldn't.
It's coming up for news time.
But it's coming up for time to join the news. If people want to find out more about Diamond Circle Weddings, what's the best way to do that?
We've got a website, which is
diamondcircleweddings.com,
Facebook, DC Weddings UK, Twitter, DC Weddings UK, Facebook, DC Weddings UK, and sign up for our mail list, and we're going to be sending out mail list newsletters as well.